The Chinese say this is the year of the dragon. With the mild winter we've had, entomologists will tell you this is the year of the tick. Based on the evidence in my yard, I'm going with the year of the bagworm. Normally we don't see these silken sacks develop until like late May, early June, but it is March, and the caterpillars are already defoliating their host. Honestly, just talking about it, just seeing the sacks makes me feel like they're crawling all over me. Camping out on an island in Boston's harbor when I was younger, we set up camp at night. No tents, only sleeping bags and a tarp. We had no idea the tree we'd tied to was completely covered with bagworm nests up in the canopy. So near sunup, I woke feeling something trying to crawl into my ear. And as I sat up, head brushing the underside of the tarp, it rained caterpillars onto the caterpillars already covering our sleeping bags. It was a horror film. So I've always tried to ignore them. But after some research, not getting rid of them only makes the situation worse next year, especially after a mild winter. Here's the deal. Those caterpillars, the males, eventually become the black furry moths you see flying around in mid-September. They're flying around looking for infested trees where they find the females, who, and this is according to the University of Missouri Extension, the females lack eyes, wings, legs, or functional mouth parts. Whoa. They lack functional mouth parts. Is this not the ideal female companion? Oh, wait, it goes on. She's maggot-like in appearance, soft-bodied and yellowish. Okay, look, they're gross. The moth and the female mate, she lays 500 to 1,000 eggs into a winterproof bag you'll have trouble even finding, and then they're all over the place next spring. I've tried to find something that describes the benefits of these insects, and all I can find is they're food for woodpeckers. Well, look, my place is covered with both woodpeckers and bagworms, so there's some unexpected truce going on in the food chain right now. How do you get rid of them? There are pesticides, there's sprays, but most recommend cutting the bag down and destroying it, which means I get to relive a nightmare of my youth and hope that while lopping a silken caterpillar-covered limb, I don't drop it on my head and cover myself with eggs and larvae, like many of us have done unwittingly in the past while mowing the lawn. So listen, if you hear screams coming from my burn barrel today, it's just the bagworms. I'm putting on a show, a fiery display of might for the laughing ticks on my property in this, the year of the dragon.